creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together ooky, the Addams Family. The house is a museum, when people come to see them, they really are a scream, the Addams Family.
Neat. Sweet. Petite.
So get a witch's shawl.
Hey, you know what? Time to start a new episode.
Wow.
Why not? Hey, everybody, welcome to the 1209 podcast.
Why do we call it 1209?
Why do we call it 1209? Because we're coming to you live from beautiful 1209 West Ogden.
I still have a problem with saying we're live.
It's halfway between Mannheim and Wolf.
We're not really live.
We're live to tape. Live to tape.
We should be taped in front of a live studio audience.
Well, listen, I'll tell you what. If we invited everybody who listens, we could all do it in here and it would be fine.
Yeah.
My office is plenty big.
I think we should do it one time.
I think we should have a live, maybe like at this year's auction, we'll just sit up there.
Here's what we do. We just randomly take over a study hall and we record in front of a study hall this year.
That's a great idea.
We're going to make it happen.
That's a really good idea. We should have some type of competition for whose study hall
we get to record in front of. I love it.
I like this idea a lot.
We're in. Let's make it happen.
We have a really good interview this week. We had a lot of fun.
It was amazing.
And Matt Berger, Maeve Roach, Grace Brown, and Andrew Radford.
I know. It's going to be good.
Really a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And we got a lot of fun stuff coming up.
Yeah.
So as of this recording, we're recording on October 28th.
Nice. Red Ribbon Week.
Red Ribbon Week. Today is Wellness Wednesday.
Wellness Wednesday. Meditation today.
Yeah, there was a meditation on this morning's announcements. Mm-hmm. I feel great.
I am not a big meditation guy.
No.
I don't enjoy silence.
Yeah.
I have a problem with that.
I've noticed that.
I know, it's weird.
Yeah. But tomorrow, you know what tomorrow is, and I know what tomorrow is.
We have a guest speaker tomorrow.
Yeah, yes. That's going to be great.
I don't know. Oh, okay, yeah, I do know what tomorrow is now.
It's Scholastic Bowl.
Scholastic Bowl.
And as Mrs. Ryan knows, as many people know, there's two things that are going to happen. One, I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight.
Because you're so excited.
I'm so excited.
About Scholastic Bowl?
Number two, you know what's coming my way.
Sierra Mist.
A big old Sierra Mist.
I still don't understand the fascination with your Sierra Mist on Scholastic Bowl.
You know, the only time that I see Sierra Mist anywhere is when they put it out for the Scholastic Bowlers.
It's one in the cafeteria every day.
I'm not going to seek out Sierra Mist. I'm going to let Sierra Mist seek me out. And so tomorrow's going to be great. I still have a couple cans left from last year's Sierra Mist gift, so I'm ready to go.
Theirs aren't going to be good anymore.
No, sure they are.
It goes bad.
No, I didn't open it.
It still goes bad.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You can take like the paint off a bumper out with that stuff. You might want to be careful.
Well, live it up.
Apparently.
So then this comes out the 30th.
That's Friday.
Right.
And big Halloween celebration on Friday.
Yeah, everybody can dress up.
But keep it appropriate, kids.
Be appropriate, whatever you're dressing up.
Come on.
31st, of course, is Halloween, but it's also our first playoff game.
Yeah, big time. 1 o'clock.
The Sycamore Sycamores.
Are they really the Sycamore Sycamores?
I have no idea, but that's what I'm calling them.
The trees?
The Sycamore Sycamores.
They cannot be the Sycamore Sycamores.
Are coming to town. 1 o'clock game on Saturday. If you can't make it out here, oh, feel free to catch us on NASCAST.com.
Do we have a theme? I haven't heard.
I would guess Halloween.
Ooh, yeah, I heard it's costumes, I think.
Right?
I think.
I would hope.
Now, here's my idea. Tell me what you think, because we were kicking around in home run.
Okay.
And it's a tough one to pull off, but I think if you can pull it off, it'd be phenomenal.
Okay.
So here's what we do.
Okay.
Every student wears their school uniform. This is the hard sell. This is the hard sell part.
Okay.
Every student wears their uniform to the game, except for Jack Weir.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Weir dresses up as Waldo, because he kind of looks like Waldo. And we call it Weir's Waldo.
That's
and
absolutely
he just
outstanding.
Randomly pops up throughout the student section in the middle of the game.
You tell me how that's not a great idea.
It is. It's just hard to pull off. It's a lot of organization and dedication that the students have to show up in their uniforms, which I think is the hard sell.
It's very hard sell, but I think if it were pulled off, it would be
amazing. I mean, it would be phenomenal that Weir just pops up. Where's Waldo?
Where's Waldo?
Where's Waldo? I think it's a great idea. We need to make it happen. I want a color shift. I want a halftime adjustment where the student section changes theme. Here's another one. We're superhero theme. They all dress in their normal clothes. Halftime, they go into the phone booth. They come out. boom, costume, superhero. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, the hard sell on that one is going to be finding a phone booth.
True.
It's going to be real. You're going to have to go to O'Hare, because I think that's the only place I know of that still has phone booths.
Sorry.
Which brings up an interesting question. Yeah, are you okay? You all right?
Yeah, I feel great.
Jeez.
I was out 2 days last week.
Yeah, you were sick.
Yeah.
Where does Superman change his clothes?
He wears them underneath.
Now?
Yeah.
He can't go into a phone booth to change. Where is he going?
He always has them on underneath.
Okay.
And I think it's like tearaway.
Yeah.
It's just gone.
Like the $1 Million Man's tuxedo.
Yeah, something like that.
This brings up an interesting point as well. Last year, we talked about your family's costume.
Yeah, which never happened.
What are we thinking this year? What does Charlie Drynan have planned?
So Maggie is going as a strawberry.
Okay.
And Charlie is going as Iron Man, I think.
Okay. Not much of a theme there.
Well, he has three costumes that he wants to go trick-or-treating out in all three.
Oh.
Buzz Lightyear, Iron Man, and Spider-Man.
Live it up.
Apparently, he thinks the people will be confused by a 4-year-old flaming red ginger kid that shows up repeatedly at their doorstep.
And they'll just keep giving him candy.
Well, that's the problem last year. No one trick-or-treats in our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And so people were just dumping bins of candy into his bucket. And it was like the greatest day of his life.
You can be honest with me.
Uh-huh, sure.
How much of that candy do you take?
Quite a bit. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, yeah.
But I also just eat our Halloween candy.
At this point, though, if you take Maggie trick-or-treating, she's not going to eat the candy.
Well, yeah, therefore, I don't really think we'll get candy for her. There's no reason to.
Well, if you do get candy, it's yours. It's yours and Katie's.
Yeah. Oh, you know it.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not a big Halloween guy to begin with.
No, me neither. We had this discussion yesterday at lunch.
Yeah.
Halloween is not my...
It's not my thing.
It's not my thing.
And I think you reach a certain age where you're like, okay.
Got it.
And it's way younger for me than people think. I think once you hit, like, 10, double digits, I think we're done.
Here's my issue. If I want to eat a 5-pound bag of Reese's Peanut Butter
I'll
Cups...
I'll go do it.
I'm an adult.
And
I will go buy a 5-pound bag of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
The amount of trouble that I got into after I reached double digits instead of trick-or-treating, I know what kids do.
Yeah.
I did it.
I'm not a Halloween... No dice.
No,
big old-fashioned no dice.
Why are you saying it like that now?
No dice.
There you go.
And then we enter November. Oh, November is always a big month. Believe it or not, I'm still writing October on my checks.
Who writes checks?
So, on the 5th, we've got parent-teacher conferences, which we've already decided, we've already discussed. I love parent-teacher conferences.
And it's expanded.
Yeah, 2 to 8.
2 to 8 now.
Go on to the Nazareth website, make your appointments, come on out and see us. We'll be there.
Pickatime.com.
Pick a time. And then Friday, the kids have the day off. We'll be here for a little in-service. Nice day.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Sunday,
November 8th,
day.
Open house.
Open house. What's your responsibility at open house?
Thanks for asking. I will be manning the broadcast club table.
Nice.
As well as the NSET club table.
Nice. I will be presenting, as per usual, on iPad use.
Okay.
And our one-to-one program.
Very nice.
Very exciting
stuff. Yeah, so we're happy to have that. We look forward to seeing a lot of people on the 8th.
And then the 9th.
Day off.
Day off.
Veterans Day.
Boom.
I'm looking forward to it. So for the kids, that's a 4.5-day weekend. It's like a fall break.
I don't call it a half day. Come
the
on.
Kids do. The kids do. I don't.
It's
they
like
call
a
it a half day.
4/5 day.
Right. So you get out early on Thursday, and then you got Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday off. So that's good.
That's a big weekend for them.
Now, this is the first time we're going to be faced with this dilemma.
Uh-oh. What?
The 15th, which is our next podcast, is a Sunday.
Okay.
So, I think we'll make the executive decision now that the next episode will come out on the 16th.
Okay. My question is, what are we going to do for Thanksgiving? Are we getting one for the 30th?
Oh, we'll have one for the 30th.
I think we should have a Thanksgiving special episode. We should do something special.
Just a whole bunch of us sitting around eating turkey.
I think maybe we should get some listener suggestions.
Yeah, that's a great point. Anybody who has any suggestions on what we can do for our Thanksgiving show, email us.
We always have some ideas. I think we get some students telling us what they're thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's always a good one.
It's always nice.
But I think we should have something else.
Mm-hmm.
A little something special planned.
Okay.
We probably won't think of anything. We'll hopefully depend on the one email that we get, and that's the one we'll run with.
Whoever emails us, it's going to be your idea.
Exactly.
Now, the 15th is also, not only is it the next day where our podcast is supposed to come out, Powder Puff.
Ooh, Powder Puff.
First time under the lights.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that.
Ladies from the junior class and ladies from the senior class taking each other on a nice game of football.
Flag football.
It will be taking place here at Valenta Stadium. It will also be broadcast live on NASCAST.com.
How much you got to pay for that?
Free.
Ooh, free of charge.
Free of charge.
Free 99.
You want to watch Powder Puff? I say watch Powder Puff.
I want to be a guest commentator.
You got it.
Wow.
You're in.
Wow.
And that does a nice job of covering a lot of what we've got coming up. You know, a couple other things. We've got a Kairos coming up, et cetera. But we'll hold off for the next podcast to talk about that stuff. We do want to get you to our interview because I think it was pretty good.
I thought it was great.
You know, we had four students representing a whole bunch of different athletics that made state and regionals and sectionals. And
still competing.
And they are still competing. So it was a lot of fun.
It was.
So that Maeve Roach, wow. She's a handful.
She is.
She gave me a run for my money.
She did. She did.
And so we'll take you that interview in just a minute unless Mr. Dryden has anything to offer.
Nope.
Mr. Moran, you're going to be there for the interview, right? Yeah, it's nice of you to stick around. Are you going to be asking any questions? Uh-huh. I don't.
It's uncalled for.
Will you please take care of...
I can't. It's unacceptable.
All right. Well, we're going to take you to that interview now. Well, this 15-day...
2 week.
Yeah, it's a little more than 2 weeks. We are going to interview members of some of our state qualifying teams, some of our regional qualifying teams, some of our sectional qualifying teams.
Boom.
Because that's how NAS Athletics gets things done.
We've been dominating in the fall in athletics.
Oh,
absolute domination.
And it's nice to see, because back in the day when I was... When I was running around the academy
when
as
you were
a youngster,
warthog,
we didn't win anything.
Nobody got that one.
Yeah, the
that
Lion King. Lion Pumbaa, King.
Reference.
I got it.
I thought you would run with that. I was just serving up meatballs.
I didn't particularly enjoy it, so I just kept,
wow.
I just kept going.
Wow.
I didn't think it was funny. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna go around, and we're gonna introduce ourselves. We're gonna say our name, our year, what sport you do play. And if you didn't play that sport, what sport you would like to play?
What?
Yeah. All right, so we're going to start with Radford.
Can I? Do I get a turn?
Yeah, go ahead. We'll start with you.
Okay, Pete Drynan, ninth year at the academy. Is there ninth year?
It's tenth year. Isn't it your tenth?
No, it's my ninth. Thanks for keeping track, bro. I was a football player, and if I could play, I'd play basketball.
Okay. All right,
cool.
Brett, no. No.
Oh, wow. Oh,
okay. Left to the dealer, bro.
Left to the dealer.
Come on.
Brendan, I'm excited.
Brendan Green, seventh year at the academy. I was not an athlete because I don't care for sweating. And if I could play a sport, I would referee.
That's not... No. That's not playing a... You are one of those kids.
All right, Radford.
Gosh.
Andrew Radford, I'm a senior this year. I'm a member of the boys' golf team. And
what sport would you play?
What would I play?
Yeah.
Baseball.
Baseball. Nice. Yeah. Baseball, sure. Okay, Grace?
I'm Grace. I'm a senior.
Grace what?
Brown, sorry.
Okay. No, it's
Brown.
Just Grace, it's like Madonna.
Just Grace.
Grace Brown, I'm a senior. I play girls' golf. And if I could play any sport... I'd probably play soccer because you'd have a really good stamina.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So.
Good agility. Yeah.
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 Okay.
I'm Maeve Roach. I'm a junior. I do cross country, and if I didn't, I would do hockey.
Hockey.
Nice.
Oh, I like it.
Nice.
My name's Matt Berger, class of 2016.
Senior. Oh, okay.
Senior. I currently run cross country, and if I were to play another sport, it'd be football.
Nice.
Now, we're going to ask a lot of questions.
That's fine.
And by we mean Mr. Green. I'm just kind of along for the ride.
So we have both boys and girls golf represented. We have both boys and girls cross country represented. Golf season's over. But a very nice run for both teams here. Why don't you tell the fine folks at home, all three of them, how your season went?
With the boys' golf, I mean, we had a pretty rough regular season, But you know,
we're only talking about the nice things.
That's true,
hey,
but
regular season doesn't matter.
That's true.
Because how'd you finish? It's how you finish.
We've finished 8th in state.
Boom.
Uh-huh. So,
boom.
Uh-huh.
Regular season.
Out of 3 million teams.
Yeah. Little known fact: there are 3 million golf teams in the state of
and
Illinois.
You're 8th. So,
I mean, semi-impressive.
No, it's very
impressive.
Eight is impressive.
It's very impressive. It really is. Hey, what's better, your long game or your putting?
I mean, my long game is pretty good off the tee, but, you know, putting really saves me.
Putting's important.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm a terrible putter.
Grace, how about the lady golfers?
We had a really great season.
Wow. How do you like that, Raptor? They had a really great regular season.
We love humility.
We didn't.
It's one of the pillars.
Humility is one of the humility is one of the pillars.
What is it, number six?
It's number seven.
Seven, excuse me.
I'm number six.
We did not lose one conference match that we played,
wow,
which was really
boom
cool.
Boom.
And we advanced to state, and it was a pretty tough golf course.
But
at state.
What place did you finish in?
We finished 12th.
Boom.
Nice.
Out of
3 million.
So
12th in state. Think about that.
Yeah, it was.
Now,
it was
wasn't
really
it,
fun.
Wasn't this first time in girls' golf history, though?
Yes.
That's
that
pretty
awesome.
Impressive.
Yeah,
first
it was
time.
Really fun.
Now, are you the captain of the team?
Yeah, I am.
Ooh. Would you get to wear like a patch?
I wish.
Do you ever get to yell at anybody?
Yeah, sometimes.
Nice.
Yeah, when Coach Rolf had his baby, it was just like older Coach Rolf. So.
Papa Rolf.
Yeah, it was Pops. So we like, we had to like split up, and so he'd like put me in charge and be like, don't be afraid to like
whip them into shape.
But I don't think I'm like mean enough, so.
Well, here's the secret. While you're yelling, you need to be holding a golf club.
True.
Because it'll just look like a scepter.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Now, Maeve, we got a big weekend ahead of us.
Sectionals.
How are your legs?
Oh, they're good. Yeah.
Rested?
No.
Okay.
You don't want them to be rested. You want them to be in shape and ready
and
to go.
You want
them
to be live and active.
You should be running up and down the hallways.
And active, yeah.
You got sectionals this weekend.
Yeah.
And where are you running at?
A farm?
A farm. Nice.
Nice.
Watch out for those cow patties.
Oh, boy.
Hey, I hear they are a trip to run through.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't recover from that one, can you?
There's
you got
no
nothing.
Way.
You got nothing.
So you're running at a farm.
Yes.
No, yeah, really, what is that place called?
It's Crest Creek Hills.
Crest Creek Hills.
Farm.
Pasture Preserve.
Okay, so how's the, you got 12, this is the top 12, correct?
Yes.
Top 12 ladies running.
Yes.
And last week, what was it, Gianna Lovato and Claire Ramsey medaled?
Yes,
correct?
Top 5 at regionals.
And we continue on as a team here in sectionals. How are we looking?
Oh, yeah.
We're looking good. Not as good as last year because now we have the Yorkville, which is they won state, so now they're in our sectional,
mm-hmm,
which they shouldn't be.
Oh, Maeve.
Yeah,
Maeve.
They should be 3A, but
wow.
I mean, that's just
yikes.
Me.
Maeve.
Them fighting words.
Wow.
Shots fired.
Let's,
no, let's just be let's just be thankful no one's listening. So
Mom Red's listening.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Mom and Brad.
Hi.
Mrs.
Hi, Mom.
Mrs. Radford loves the podcast.
Is Mrs. Berger listening?
She does.
Nice.
I just downloaded the app because I told her I was going to be on. So, yeah.
Okay, good.
Nice.
How about Megan the Mom?
Megan the Mom will be listening.
Good, okay.
Nice.
Now, what time do you run on?
10.
Saturday. Oh, that's not bad.
No.
That's not bad.
No.
I was
sure
worried
you eat a good
eight.
Breakfast.
Yeah,
oh,
Wheaties.
I wish it was 8.
Wheaties.
Get it out of the way.
Wheaties. You going to have some Wheaties?
And a banana. Got to get that potassium. Got a couple of bananas
right now,
here.
Right now, maybe we'll tweet a picture of this out. There are two bananas sitting on the table. They appear to have been bought during the Reagan administration. you couldn't do anything with this.
Yeah, you could. That would make
they're
mean
disintegrating
banana,
in my
banana
hand.
Bread.
That would make mean banana bread.
Yeah,
you need two old bananas. Why don't? Why would you do that?
So, Berger, you're also running on Saturday,
yes,
at the farm, but you are in the men's cross country.
Yes, men's. I believe.
Now, how are we looking? How are we looking at that?
Strong.
Strong to quite strong.
Strong. Tough sectional.
Uh huh.
but strong.
Mm-hmm.
I believe.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't understand anything about cross country because running for fun is just foreign to me.
It's not for fun. It's for a purpose.
Whoa.
You're trying to win.
God, competition.
Whoa.
Wow. Maeve may never be on the podcast.
No.
She may be the first person ever banned.
Wow.
I don't remember my. Oh, how do you train? What is the
weekly? Run.
You walk.
No, I know.
You walk backwards.
No, that's you're silly.
Mm-hmm.
You're being
no, you
silly
do.
Today.
It's very
it's,
effective.
What is what? So is it
you
same
swear to God.
Distance every day? What do you do? A certain amount of distances per day.
Well, going off the boys' schedule, Monday you usually run about like 7 to 8 miles. Then Tuesday, Wednesday are like hard repetition, like. Sprinty days.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday we kind of slow it back, and then Friday we kind of slow it back too. So
is Monday the toughest day?
Not really.
No, no.
Tuesday or Wednesday.
How do the girls get ready?
We do a lot of track workouts,
mm-hmm.
which is awesome because
mm-hmm.
I love track. But we also do like tempo runs, which are not as awesome because
mm-hmm.
you have to go really fast. But and then Fridays are fun days.
Yeah, oh, Friday fun days all the time.
Yeah.
I see that. What is your favorite Friday fun day?
Ooh, there's so much option. Probably the game after practice,
mm-hmm.
which is like water balloon toss,
mm-hmm.
which really helps our stamina,
well,
I feel.
Oh, I'm sure. No doubt.
Yeah.
You know what I really like? The scavenger hunt day. Last year, I was part of the scavenger hunt.
Were you just waiting at Mariano's?
No, I was coaching, and they all had to take a picture of me.
That's awkward.
Yeah, I didn't know about it until I just saw a whole bunch of girls running at me and taking my picture, and I thought, well, I'm okay.
Isn't that like an everyday occurrence in your life?
Hey!
Now,
golfers, wind is a factor.
In all of these sports,
yeah.
Wind is a factor.
For sure.
Yeah.
Do you
a little wind here.
For sure.
Do you pick up the grass and let it go to see which way it's blowing? Yeah, yes?
Yeah.
That seems like the most fun of golf.
Yeah.
It's not.
No, I mean. Because
usually when there's wind, you play bad,
yeah.
So that's not usually fun.
You just need the worm burners. Keep it low and low and straight.
Yeah.
You need to take a cart?
No, that's illegal in IHSA. Come
all
on,
walking.
Bro.
You can't take a cart?
Walking.
No.
We walked 54 holes.
And you have to carry your own bag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That'd be good training.
Yeah.
Actually,
no,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
Nobody did. You didn't know that?
Does it translate into mini golf? Does your success translate into mini golf?
Well, Radford's a good putter, so.
If you're a good putter, I mean.
Now, can I be honest? I don't like the term mini golf. I prefer putt-putt.
All right. Okay.
Because you're not really playing mini golf. You're playing putt-putt.
There is a miniature golf course.
Lost
putt-putt. In Disney World.
Oh great. Everything's back to Disney.
But. It's designed as a mini golf course.
So do you actually
so
get
every
to hit
hole,
a driver?
Every hole has water,
no,
has
dude.
Sand, has slopes. It's impossible.
I hate to break to you, that's all mini golf courses.
No, no,
and
they have windmills, they have clown's mouths.
It's because you use a putter. It's called putt-putt.
No, you never hit it into the clown's mouth? That's how you end. That's 18th hole. It's usually the clown's mouth.
They don't know that. Or the windmill.
The windmill.
No, same. I knew that.
I know the windmill.
Hippie before, I knew that.
Yeah.
It's called putt-putt.
We got three seniors around the table.
Uh-oh.
That means soon enough, we'll be giving your seats to somebody else. And
Wow. Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Where will we be sending you? Where are you looking to go?
Can we get a little
Burger?
I send you out?
I send you out.
I send you out.
On a mission of love.
I send you out.
I send you out.
On a mission of love.
Okay. Mr. Berger, where would you
amazing.
Like to go?
Like the schools I applied to, or like my
what is your number one? What are you excited about?
What really
to go
wows
to
you?
Nice.
Ooh, yes, truth.
Yeah.
But where do you want to go?
I want to go to either Marquette University or Dayton.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Those are my top.
You know what
schools.
Those two have in common? One,
they're both Catholic.
Yes, the Flyers and the Golden Eagles. You know what the Golden Eagles do?
They fly. Oh my! I didn't.
Do you know they used to be the Hilltoppers, and the Warriors? And for about a 3 days period, I believe they were the Marquette Gold.
Fun story about the Marquette Gold. I had a friend who was up at Marquette at the time, and they did rename the team the Gold for about 3 days.
Yeah, it was a
and
hot
because
topic.
Of that, the bookstore had all of the Golden Eagles paraphernalia on like 60% discount. I've never seen anyone buy more Marquette gear in all of my life.
And then 3 days later,
they
went
back to the Golden Eagles.
Yeah.
All right, so Marquette or Dayton. They'd both be lucky to have you.
They would.
Grace, how about you?
I applied to 3 schools in Colorado. Mm. And then I also applied to Clemson in South Carolina and Michigan State.
Clemson won a big game last week. They beat Miami with no trouble.
Clemson kind of is a sore spot with me because I'm a big Notre Dame fan. So
now, if you're going to go to Colorado,
yes.
Does the light air, does that affect the golf at all?
Are you going to play golf in college?
It does. Radford says yes.
I think it does, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Do you want to play golf in college?
Yes.
Nice.
And some aspects. I don't know yet. I'm still just figuring it out.
So do you have to slow down your swing a little bit because there's less air resistance?
Bro.
What?
No.
You can just hit the ball
farther. No, it just goes farther.
It's like baseball, bro. Mile high. The ball just goes farther.
Yeah.
Players don't swing softer. Just swing gently. No. You know the answer to that question.
Mr. Radford, how about you?
She didn't even say where her number one is.
She was talking about all of these schools. She'd,
what's number
all
one?
Be very
Colorado State.
Boom. Thanks. The Rams. What's up now?
Let me say this.
No, we are on air right now. This is live.
This is life.
This is live.
I've been lucky enough to know Grace pretty well, and wherever gets her is going to be, they're going to be better for it.
True.
Thank you.
Now Radford, on the other hand,
poor Mama Rad. Poor Mama Rad. I don't know how she does it.
She's a trooper.
She is.
Yeah.
She's a trooper. Where are you looking?
I'm looking at Miami of Ohio, Indiana. Kansas and Marquette.
Nice.
Oh,
number
you
one.
Can go.
You can be roomies. Roomies. Yeah.
12:09 podcast just made your life better.
So where's number one?
Miami.
Miami of Ohio. Interesting. Really good hockey team there.
Sure.
The Red Hawks.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
The Red Hawks.
Sure.
I feel awkward that Maeve's just kind of.
No, I have questions for Maeve too.
Nice.
Now, because you have one more year left with us.
You sound so
what
sad.
Do you have?
We're giving our chairs away.
You have,
you're making
what do you have on the agenda? What do you want to make sure to do at Nazareth before you leave?
Well, good question.
Oh.
How do you want to leave your mark
this
before
like
we
question.
Send you out? I send you out on a mission of love. I send you out. I send you out.
Did you see? I got a little jazzy there.
You were moving. I almost broke a sweat.
Which you don't like.
No, hey, Mayfair Center, though. The Mayfair Center. Oh, I leave there, I'm just a mess.
A hot mess.
Ooh.
Wow.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's
first
true.
Hand.
It's bad.
I think you should tweet out some photos of it.
You know what?
Maybe
I've brought this up before.
What about Maeve's question?
Oh, she's still thinking. Somebody Snapchatted a picture of me on the treadmill.
Oh, it's happened to me before too. And I'll call it out. Emma Decker. Emma Decker, if you're listening.
He does do it.
All the time, Emma Decker.
I have no issue with that. Here's
it's
my
just
issue.
Creepy.
Here's my issue. I'm a very friendly person. You want a picture of me?
Ask.
Come on over. I'll pose for a picture on the treadmill. You don't have to take it like a paparazzi.
It's super creepy.
It is. And
like
between
it.
You and me, I'm not looking at my best at that point.
I got to be honest. I don't take a bad picture.
Yeah, well, I think if you saw one of me on the treadmill, you'd see that I
it's
do.
That's not true.
So, Maeve.
You're
what,
a swell god.
I'm looking great.
Hi, Maeve.
Hi. What was the question
again? Oh.
What would you like to do here at the Academy before you leave? How do you want to leave your mark?
I really like to see the Ultimate Frisbee Club take off.
Ooh,
nice.
Interesting.
Wow.
Nice.
How's that working? I heard there were a lot of people trying to push for it.
Yeah. 2 chains.
And? Any updates on the progress of the...
Oh, no.
No? Okay. All right.
Can we get an explanation for those of us who may not know what an Ultimate Frisbee is?
It's like an ultimate game of frisbee.
Frisbee.
It's like...
Yeah.
It's kind of
like
football.
Football with a frisbee.
With a frisbee.
Yeah.
Football with a frisbee?
You can't
yeah.
run with it, though. You can
yeah.
only take, what, 1 step, 3
steps.
Step, 2 steps.
Steps?
You've never played Ultimate before?
No.
Bro.
Whoa.
You're missing
out.
Whoa. It's fun.
You got to get on
there.
Student faculty Ultimate game.
Yeah?
Boom.
You know what we did?
We would get crushed, I have
yeah.
a feeling.
I still maintain.
It involves a lot of running.
I still maintain a big pickleball game would be the best.
I've never played pickleball.
It's great.
What?
I've never played pickleball. Badminton? Ooh. I love me some badminton.
No,
I had it set up in the front yard a couple weeks ago, my neighbor and I, just going after it.
Well, I will tell you, right before we end this here, that the Mr. Danko used to have a World Series of badminton.
I'm in.
Yeah, we were, me and him.
Can I comment? Burger's just playing footsie with me under the table. Can we dial it back a little bit there, Burger? Come
my
on.
Feet are...
Yeah, right under my chair. Right under my chair. I'm trying to turn to
That's
avoid the contact. And it is.
He's pretty far from you.
He is.
That's long legs.
Tall.
Long legs, Burger.
Long, that's what they call him.
3 million teams.
That's a lot of teams.
Our cross country is 6 million.
Yeah, so
for our sectional, just
combined.
Better than us.
Is there a, now? Does it just go to state then after sectional?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you,
what do we like our chances? Give it a percentage. 80%.
To go to state.
Yeah.
A little lower.
80%. Okay. Maeve, 80.
No.
85.
Maeve, nice.
That's
okay. All right.
90-ish.
90-ish. Okay, 90% chance. I like that.
All right. Well, that's a. Well, now that
about sums it up, right there.
Now that actually we don't have a game this week, so that's going to conclude this week's podcast.
Why do we not have a game?
Well, you know, it's getting tougher and tougher to get the new faculty and staff. They're very busy. But next time we'll have a game.
You and I should play a game.
Yeah.
Let's
we play?
We'll play arm wrestling.
That doesn't really translate to an audio podcast.
We could figure something out. We will come up with something.
Mafia.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, that's a fun game.
Yeah.
What is that?
That's a fun game. No, you need a lot of people for that.
I don't know
then
what it is.
It's so fun to do, though.
That's a fun game.
How do you play it?
It's so hard to explain.
Not on the podcast.
Okay. Maeve's kind of taking over. Does anybody else notice this?
Maeve is very much in charge today.
Yeah, wow.
Okay. Well, we are going to send it, of course, to our principal to take us out. Thanks, friends, for your interview,
thank you.
For your
thank
time.
You.
Good luck this weekend, and to the golfers, congratulations.
Thank you.
Anything else, Mr. Drynan?
Nope.
Mr. Moran?
He's getting ready for playoffs, bro.
I know. Just because he's concentrating doesn't mean... Can you at least be polite and say goodbye to the people?
Well, we don't need to see that. Come on.
Oh, that's uncalled for.
You're better than that.
All right, we'll take this to Mrs. Tracy.
This concludes today's podcast. Seniors are dismissed. All others, please wait for the bell.